You would not what, Nancy?
Have a problem eating all raw? I don't.
No, well, you're closer to much more raw, I know, than I am, from the way you describe what you do.
Well, I have a huge salad, although today's program, one of the Ten Commandments was you should never pile your food higher than an inch or two inches from the edge of your plate.
Wow.
Even if it's a salad, I guess. But I always have a salad, and I don't have fruit with dinner, but I've always got, you know, the fruit in the refrigerator cut up.
And so, I'm not that good about that one either, is having it all prepared, so that's what I go after, which would be...
Well, I don't say that's always what I go after, but...
That makes it easier.
I will. Sometimes I'll open the refrigerator. And he said to one woman this morning, how many times do you open the refrigerator? And she said 7 times a day. And he said, you should, whenever you open the refrigerator, you should know before you open it and plan what you are going to take. Do not graze. And, you know, but as I say, there are times when I will open the refrigerator and put a mouthful of fruit in my mouth, and that's fine. And that's all I needed. You're not supposed to do that, but you know what? It gets me through. And there are two comments that I have from one of his shows. Whenever you don't know what to eat, make it bright, meaning fruit or vegetable.
Okay, whenever you don't know what to eat, make it bright.
I like that comment.
Yeah, that's good.
And smallest changes can bring huge results. So, you know, you think that, oh my gosh, I can't do all this at once. Just start small, and you'll be amazed at how things start to change.
Yep, it doesn't have to be all at once, and we know.
No, and I think that, you know, going back to the original premise, gosh, almost 8 years, it's over 8 years ago that we started this. It's for your health, it's not for your weight.
Yeah, I mention that very regularly, especially when I'm talking to people at the beginning. The focus needs to be on health, not weight.
Yeah, the weight will come.
Yeah, the better balanced your body is, other than doing, you know, people doing extremes.
Uh-huh.
Especially if their choices are, you know, focused on the healthiest that they can do.
Right.
Well, we've got a lot to learn, don't we?
It's
modifying. I guess maybe it's not so much that we haven't learned it, it's the application of it.
Well, talk about doctors knowing, you know, nutrition. Marty came home from his dinner last night for the first time and said, and I forget what the comment was, and Harold, the dermatologist that you saw, was there, and Marty said he agreed, and it was some kind of a nutrition comment, and I said to him, so you think that just because he's a doctor, he knows about nutrition? And of course Marty said, sure. Next time I'll tell him, why don't you ask Harold how many hours of nutrition he had when he was in med school 100 years ago?
Uh-huh.
They weren't teaching it then, because they're certainly not now.
No, there's a lot more publicity coming out on what we're doing.
Sure.
That is for sure. The awareness is coming up dramatically, and gradually it will be more and more accepted, because I think people are coming to the realization that the biggest amount of information, well, wasn't on the call, the amount of television that affects, and media, not just television, but ads and just what we're seeing that affects what we buy in the store. I know what it was. It was the focus on drugs. 50 years ago was non-existent to where it is now.
I don't think the drugs that we have now were anywhere near the number that we had then.
No. You're exactly right. There's, you know, something for everything even before it's happened, and a lot of them are not, like they talked about back in Maine also was, you know, cholesterol is not a disease. It's an indicator of what's going on in your body, but it's definitely not a disease. So why have they got all these drugs for cholesterol when it has everything to do with the way we eat, and that's all we need to do is adjust what we're doing with our food, and the cholesterol is just absolutely fine. You know, there's no problem with it. And the amount of change it can take place with just doing that over a short period of time when you really clean it up is evidenced each time we have gone through the program, because each time we drop back significantly on our cholesterol, which means that when we're not there doing exactly what they say, we're not anywhere close to as good as we could be, right? If every time you repeat a 10-day program, you are back in line with your counts, your blood counts, means that the rest of the time you can definitely hone in and be better. Mm-hmm. What were you going to say, Nancy?
I was just going to say that years ago, when cholesterol became such a hot topic, they would say that you can only reduce it with your diet by, what was it, 10 or 20%? I mean, they were arguing that you had to have the drugs, that you could not control it with food. I
remember hearing that. That's not the truth. Not the truth at all. When our class, the first one that we did in Maine, went anywhere from an average of about, it was either 30 or 35 point drop, to 100 was the highest point.
Wow.
100 points in 10 days.
Wow.
Don't tell me that it's not food. You know, to see that kind of a significant difference. And the same thing that both the programs said about blood pressure medication.
Mm.
I can't remember the percentage they gave, or if they gave a percent. I'm going to say somewhere 90-95% of the people could be off blood pressure medication within 24 hours.
Wow.
And they're, you know, making the changes dramatically.
In the processed food out is huge.
Right. As well as cutting, you know, way back. And I still use the 95% rule. You know, I don't feel like I have to be so overboard that, you know, I can't have a trace of anything. And this applies more to when we're out, because I don't cook with that stuff at home. But if you get a hold of, you know, an egg in a recipe that serves, you know, six people, the fraction of the amount is nowhere near, you know, 5% of my daily caloric intake for that day. Or something is stirred into a recipe.
One of the questions I asked this morning was how often should you eat food from an animal that has four legs? Once a week, once a day, I forget what the third part was, maybe three times a week or whatever. Yeah, three times a week. You know what the answer is?
Mm-mm.
Once a week. And he said women especially, for heart disease, number one, and also for cancers, should not eat more than once a week animals that walk on four legs.
I'm writing this down because that's a fun one to remember, especially to be able to quote Dr. Oz.
Everybody knows who he is.
Yes, he's once a week. Okay.
Animal with four legs?
Yes, not more than once a week.
I've been
listening. How about fish?
Didn't mention fish. This was only about animals. I didn't watch the whole program. This was just at the top of the hour when he was going through the Ten Commandments. He said that there is less saturated fat in animals that walk on three legs. Didn't get into the fish yet.
There aren't any that have three legs, right?
I thought chicken. And don't they? That's what he was saying.
Two, yeah.
Although they have the same cholesterol, so I don't understand that.
Yeah, that's gotten to be kind of a touchy issue, because there was another one that I just read that was comparing, and they said you can't take sides whether it's beef or whether it's chicken, as far as they're concerned, as far as the outcome on the body. But they could have been taken into account the amount of percentage of hormones and so forth, just like we do.
Well, talking about that, on the Today Show, there was a segment that I caught this morning about eating And one of the things was, should you eat free-range eggs if you're eating eggs versus regular ones? And she said that's not, you really don't know what that means. However, she did strongly recommend if you're drinking milk, drink organic milk. It does not have the hormones, and it tastes good, and it's much better for you, especially skim, interestingly.
Well, reiterate what I experienced with organic milk in the refrigerator when it got pushed way, way to the back in the storage refrigerator accidentally. One carton that had not even been opened. And it was 6 months later when I opened it, and it was still good.
Still good.
There has to be something in there that's probably not on the label.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. I even had Denny taste it. I said, you know, I didn't tell him why. I just said, your taste buds are more sensitive than mine, dear. And we were already then into soy milk and not doing cow, but there was nothing wrong with it.
Did you test for it on either of you?
Didn't energy test. Well, no, I don't remember that I did. But it you know, the taste had not soured, and now. And I've said this before, too, recently, I can leave my milk and it will turn to yogurt taste and not rot like the other. I mean, you know, the regular processed milks will not sour like sour milk. They have a totally different taste. And so, and I have energy tested those, and those come out fine. I do not have any problem with them. I asked this back in Maine, and they kind of looked at me blank. They weren't sure about what they should be officially saying, and they didn't take a firm stand on it. Or at least I don't recall getting a really hardcore answer. So I'd like to bring that one up again. Somebody will, you know, have more input on it. Well, I'm sure we're at the end. Here, yes, we are. Whittling it back down to 30, and I'm still at 40 here. So, last-minute comments or questions?
Is that a new thing, 30?
I heard somebody trying. I think originally when he was trying to get the tapings down.
Yeah, I thought it was 30 to 40. I guess we'll have to verify with him.
Yeah, I think maybe we could do that again on everybody's schedule here. So,
Hi, this is Nikki. I have a question regarding being on the tofu and being on soy. You know, you hear conflicting information as to being on too much soy is not good also, you know, due to hormones or, I don't know, possibility of, people who are even cancer patients. Does anybody have any feedback on that?
Yes, I can reiterate what we just learned that's in the, if anybody's got the time or can get a hold of the actual study that was done, JAMA, December 09. JAMA, December 09, has a study on in the diet, and cancer especially related, and that was that if soy can be put into, this was one of the biggest concerns, the young girls now are going into their menstrual cycle in an average of at 9 years of age, 9 years, some, I can't remember how many months, in this country, and the longer and the earlier they start, the greater their risk of cancer. If they will be put on soy milk when they're weaned from nursing and go directly to soy milk, they will reduce the risk of breast cancer by 50%.
Wow.
Over having cow's milk or dairy. And so this doctor, the internist that was there with the director, said this is the information that needs to be put out to every mother of children, whether it's, you know, we're grandmas and we're going to our daughters, than whatever. He says they need to know that. And the other part of it, and I think it was within the same study, but the other thing that he brought up at exactly the same time was women that have had cancer, breast cancer, often are told do not do dairy or do not do soy at all. And
right, yeah.
That was totally, totally put together by the Dairy Association. And he said that came out at the same time. And he said, we now have the truth in print. It is not based on the soy. The soy will do exactly the reverse. Now, the question is, where are you getting your soy and how good is it? I just bought a bag of organic soybeans to make my milk with. When I opened it last night, because I put the first ones to soak, they were a variety of sizes, which really was interesting because the ones I've had before are all sized evenly. Well, they're not going to be sized evenly if they come out of the field organically. It just hit me. You don't get exactly the same size peas when you go out and pick them or anything else. And so these were a variety of sizes and much smaller than the ones that I had been getting before that I know were not organic. So I was elated. I'm anxious to try and see what the difference in the flavor is because we can always notice a difference normally when we do organic versus inorganic, the same as starting with dried beans versus canned beans. So anyway, that's a part of an answer. The thing that you want to watch, too, is they're not the non-GMO. You want non-GMO in the tofu. I don't think you should overdo the amount of soy. I use a lot in my condiments, sour cream and tofu, silken and regular. So I know that the fermented is supposed to be better.
Steamed or fermented are okay. That's what I was going to add.
Right. The fresh edamame is great also. It's a great appetizer, but we don't live on that. We don't use a lot of it in that form. But excellent question, Nikki. So always interrupt us when you've got something that you want to know. Nikki's new on the call, so.
You said that was the December JAMA?
December JAMA, yeah. So whoever comes up with it first, we'll just share it with everybody because I do like to have the backup. I asked for it, but I haven't gotten it back from Parkview. They've got a lot on their agenda there. And once he has put it aside and gone through it, they don't necessarily have it in a place where it's, you know, on the computer and easily put out. I know that because I've done it before with them, so. Thank you, and thanks, guys, for all the input this morning.
Oh, thank you.
And we will, Vance is on tomorrow. I can't remember what the couple was covering that are on. I'm not familiar with them. 7 a.m.
I think they won the Power Launch bonus.
Oh, thank you, Jeannie. Yeah. Yes, you're right. Just going crazy with this and seeing and making it happen. So anyway, you guys have an absolutely wonderful weekend. Make it one and come up with fresh ideas and be healthy.
Thanks, Char. Good to
Thank
have you back.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.